Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brown's new back tattoo?
No.
I mean, that is some serious work.
I just don't have the time to sit there and get that done or want to sit there and get that done.
So, from Dove, Chiefs wide receiver Hollywood Brown got a crazy full back tattoo that is themed around his love for himself and his accomplishments. That's a tough tweet to put there.
Yeah.
It includes his entire football journey from college to the NFL. And then, of course, it's Hollywood is ready to add another Super Bowl ring this upcoming season.
Who's not?
No, I'll send you this like video they show. That looks painful, especially around those love handles. But the Royals conversation, Vern at 8:20 on this show today. I'm sure you're human. You're a sports guy. You're a baseball guy. You were tapped in throughout your vacation. I can guarantee it. But I said last week, They had to go 5-2 on this road trip. They went 4-3. Split with Texas, won 2 out of 3 versus Arizona. That's great if you're above 500.
Sure.
You're not above 500. You're back against the wall. I was talking to Aussie earlier today. You have the Pirates Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they have the Mets Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Gotta go 5-1 on this homestand. And if you don't, in my opinion, I still think I'm at the point now, it's maybe time to sell. And I don't think that selling necessarily indicates that it's over. And I know that sounds like a bunch of hogwash and a bunch of bias, but again, if you move Lugo or you move Lorenzen, well done yesterday, Michael Lorenzen.
Well done. Yeah.
Put yourself out there, baby. I don't think it necessarily means that you're saying our season is over, we're done, depending on what you get back. But we have seen this in the past where stuff like this can kind of alter a team's direction. Like, oh, the front office is moving Lugo and they're going to move Estevez and they might think about moving maybe Vinny. I don't know. I just saw names over the weekend where there was like a list of, you know, obvious trade pieces and it was Lugo and Lorenzen. Minor trade pieces that you get up, Garcia. And then it was like blockbuster type moves, Pasquantino and who was the other? Bubic, right? All-star Chris Bubic. Those were like, if you want to really shock the foundation of baseball, it's like the Royals just moved Bubic for who? Because you better get a haul for those guys if you're going to move those guys with team control and what they have. But I do think, you know, because you made all your moves internally. What do you do now? You didn't go 5-2 on this road trip. You split in Texas. You had kind of a heartbreaking loss, I want to say, on Thursday night. And then Friday, you handled business. Yesterday, the shutout, Lorenzen, was insane. Mm-hmm. You won Friday night, lost Saturday, and then won Sunday. So I don't know where you're at on the Royals, but for me, I'd like to be the team that shops early because we saw the Tigers do this in the past where they moved Flaherty last year. Now, again, the Tigers were hitting.
Yeah.
The Royals still are not hitting.
They're still not hitting. No. Nobody's hitting. And that's why, you know, the Friday before I went away on vacation, I said, look, it's time to move on. It's time to open up the floodgates and start trading everybody because this is still not a playoff team. There's still 5 games under 500, and we're just basically at the all-star break. And we can continue to push it out and push it out. But at the end of the day, this team is just not good enough to be a postseason team right now. Now, you can sell and you can also add to your team. And I think that's something that the Royals need to do. I was talking about somebody in baseball over the weekend, and they're like, I think the Royals' plan is to try to add and subtract. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of a good idea. You could subtract a guy like Seth Lugo, but also add somebody in from a bat perspective. Taylor Ward's name keeps popping up from Anaheim. We've been talking about him for 2 years now. It's like either time to make that move, Anaheim, or not make that move. And there was some cat from Pittsburgh that, you know, is an outfielder that will be here. That's like a 240 hitter that people were talking about as a potential add for the Royals when it comes to an outfield bat. But I mean, until they can find a way to continue to, you know, drive runners in when it matters and hit with runners in scoring position and get the job done when it matters most, they're just not a postseason team. And so I think right now you can't live in the world where you think you're a postseason team when you're really not a postseason team. And that's the good and bad about the final wild card spot being added in. It creates excitement and people think they're in when they're really not in, though. And that's where the organization needs to have that understanding that, look, we're not really a playoff team at this point in time. We need to do what's best for the overall organization, and that is to go out there and find ways to make ourselves better from an offensive standpoint. We have the ability and the wherewithal to afford trading Seth Lugo at this point in time or trading Michael Lorenzen at this point in time. Noah Cameron has given you the opportunity to make a major move from one of your starting pitchers. And to me, that has Seth Lugo written all over it. The expiring contract at the end of the year and the age and where he is and the veteran savvy, like he would be great for a postseason team. And I think that's the move that the Royals really, truly need to make to move their organization forward. Seth Lugo is a trade piece that you have out there that is very, very valuable right now. And I think it's one that can bring you a lot back in return. And Estevez may be that guy too, Dusty. I like that mindset as well, because as everybody knows, you've got to find ways to close out games. And if you don't have a legitimate closer at the back of your bullpen and you're getting into the postseason, you're probably not going to win a lot of those games in the postseason. So I think Estevez and Lugo right now are the two most attractive, most valuable trade pieces that the Royals have. And I think they should trade both of those guys at this point.
Seth Lugo's last seven starts, 38 and a third innings pitched, a 2.11 ERA, a whip of 1.10, 41 strikeouts, 15 walks. He's 35 years old, will be a free agent next year.
So unbelievable.
And people will say, well, like, why would you trade Lugo? Because if you don't, he walks.
Yeah,
and
he walks.
And then they don't have anything.
Right.
And I brought up the point last week that they traded Aroldis Chapman and got Cole Ragans.
That's
and
right.
Nobody knew who Cole Ragans was. They were calling him Ragans. Nobody knew who this guy was. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, diamond in the rough, here he is. Now, again, been hurt this year.
Right.
But again, if you lose Lugo at the All-Star break, you're supposed to be getting Ragans back. So there's your,
right.
You're there. You would still have Bubic. You would still have, at the time, Lorenzen, unless he goes. Mm-hmm. But you would then spearhead your rotation. Again, we're spoiled having five guys.
I mean, it's great.
But you would have Ragans, you would have Bubic, and you would have Noah Cameron as your top three in your rotation. If you add a piece in your lineup that can somehow drastically change the narrative of this offense, then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, we can score, and if we have to give up a few, I think now we believe. Again, I still think they need to sell because there's a team in your division that's having a very atrocious year in the Cleveland Guardians, mm-hmm. and they're going to sell.
Yes.
I would see Class A be an option. Mm-hmm. I would see Jose Ramirez being an option.
Boy, you don't trade Jose, man. Like, if you're Cleveland and you trade Jose Ramirez, boy, you might as well contract your franchise. That's like that's like a Bobby Witt, Vinny Pasquantino type of trade to me.
Age is different.
Age is different. You're right about that. But like, that's,
and you missed your window.
Yeah.
Like, the Royals, point. Technically fair the window point, is yeah. still there. And the Guardians, man, like, you had the World Series won with Ramirez on that roster and blew it against the Cubs in 2015. Yeah. Maybe he was like a rookie then, but you won your division last year. You got to the ALCS last year and lost to the Yankees.
Yeah.
And then this year, you're worse than the Royals.
Oh, yeah. You're bad right now. You're a game and a half worse than Kansas City.
You think we're talking about selling. They're talking about selling and rebuilding an entire new lineup. The Royals don't have to necessarily do that.
No.
I think that, you know, Bobby and Vinny and all these guys, I think they're going to be fine.
Ramirez has got years on his deal, too,
Think. He signed one a couple years ago.
Yeah, so if they're going to trade Jose Ramirez, they better get their entire organization back in return.
And then we saw the Nationals this weekend.
Yep.
Their GM and their manager got
fired.
So it's starting to happen. The dominoes are falling. Now, how in tune you are because of the holiday weekend is on you. But, I mean, once that's the other thing too. It's, you know, once these pieces start getting added outside of you, then all of a sudden it's like, well, we don't really need a third base anymore. It's like, dang it. We don't need a starting pitch anymore. All right. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, I guess we're going to try to pack this all in and go get it in the second half. And we lost Carlos Estevez because you have the luxury of having Lucas Cirsic.
Right. But also, too, if you don't make these trades, you know, you're limiting the people of which you can trade to. And as you mentioned, each time somebody makes a move, it's one less team out there that maybe needs what you could potentially be selling. The good news is I think every team could use Estevez right now, and every team could use Seth Lugo. No matter who you are, I think those two pieces are very, very valuable, and every organization would love to insert Seth Lugo. into their postseason rotation, and every organization would love to assert Estevez into the back end of that bullpen, you know, for whoever it is that they're playing for or against. They would love to have that guy at the back end of their bullpen. So I think the Royals do have two very valuable trade pieces, and just because you trade doesn't mean you're quitting, doesn't mean you're giving up on life or anything like that. Trades are to make yourself get better, and a lot of times we see guys traded whose names we know, and we don't know who's coming back in return, so we're scared, we're nervous, we're fearing, and sometimes you just have to trust the people in charge to go ahead and make the right moves. Like you mentioned, the Cole Reagans trade, the Tyreek Hill trade. There's been trades over the years where guys have been moved, and everyone, I can't believe we're trading that guy, and you come out better on the other side. That's why, for me, once that Tyreek Hill trade went down, just about everybody on both rosters in Kansas City is available for a trade. You have to explore what you have, and you have to explore what you could get, because there may be a player out there that you're not thinking about that gets offered up to you that you think about.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Go, okay, that guy really does make our overall organization better. And so that's the short-sightedness versus the long-sightedness. You can't focus right now and think you're still a playoff team. You have to operate like you're out of the playoffs and make the moves that best suit your ball club moving forward.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.